Hi, I'm Dr. Lynn Wagner.
And I'm James Lohmiller. In the chaos of today, sometimes it's hard to really know who you are and what you want to be.
Join us, the doctor
and the stylist,
as we come together from very different worlds to guide you towards a life of authenticity and true health.
Let's go.
Hi. Yeah.
We're back.
We're back. Hopefully our last session on crappy audio.
Ah, it's going to be great. It's going to be perfect.
It's fine.
Yes.
Recording a podcast on your iPhone always works.
Always works.
So, should I start with the quote?
It was posted by the House of Belonging on Instagram, and then someone who does pottery, what do you call them, potter? A potter in the Bay Area shared it. She's Grit and Furrow. She shared it on her Instagram. So I'm just giving credit to where I found it.
No, it's great. Quote, "You got to resurrect the deep pain within you and give it a place to live that's not within your body. Let it live in art. Let it live in writing. Let it live in music. Let it be devoured by building brighter connections. Your body is not a coffin for pain to be buried in. Put it somewhere else."
That was profound.
I mean,
that like blew my mind.
No, it is. It blows mine too. We all have trauma, things from the past, whatever.
Everyone has
anything.
Pain. Everyone has pain.
Your body is not a coffin for pain to be buried in.
Yes.
Damn.
Because, okay, so actually this is one of the main triggers that put me in integrative medicine, is that when you bury pain in your body hurts. Your body breaks down. You get disease. I truly believe in that. That is like so against the grain of Western medicine, and people think it's kind of weird, but like, I'm just going to say, like, when you bury that stuff, something in you is going to break down. It might be a mental health problem. It might be depression, anxiety. It might be back pain. It might be insomnia, or it might be a disease. You might actually get a disease. I mean, there's a lot of people who actually think that things like cancer and MS and things like that come from buried pain. I'm not going to go that far, but I think it's a really, really important point. You know, my experience was I had a lot of back pain, and I really, truly believe that it was emotional. And once I dealt with that, I had seen so many therapists and chiropractors and done all these things for it, but it wouldn't go away. But once I dealt with the emotional thing, it went away. So that was my experience.
Yes. And so I think a lot of us can relate to this. How do you even begin resurrecting this deep pain and getting it out of your body?
Yeah. So I think, first of all, we'll put this quote in the text underneath the podcast. So I'll read it right now again.
Yeah.
Take a break, pause us, read it, because it's deep and there's a lot of different layers to it. And then once you unpause us and come back on again, ask yourself, like, what is my pain? You know? And you might have pain that you don't even know about. You know, people have buried pain that they, what do they call it, when they don't remember it? You know, when all of a sudden you're in your 50s and all of a sudden you start having recollection of traumatic events that you've stuffed. So there's probably lots of stuff that you don't even know about. So just realize that you have pain. Everyone has it. And are you making your body a coffin for that pain?
Ask
yourself.
Yeah, right.
Right. Is this what's happening? And then ask yourself, am I ready to face it?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Because if you're not, you're not worth it. It's just, you know, it's either live or die, right? Yeah.
You know, when I just looking at this quote a couple weeks ago, I was in a larger metropolitan city, which I haven't been in a while, and went to an
which art museum. Which is so funny for you.
It's ridiculous.
Because you're a big city
boy.
Yeah.
But I went to an art museum and spent a few hours walking around this art
museum. I saw the pictures.
Yeah. And did wonders for me. Wonders. I hadn't seen the beauty or felt that emotional connection like that in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. Now, it certainly didn't, while I was living in this art, it didn't take away some of those things I have in my body that are in the coffin.
No, so right.
But it at least let me know that for that period of time, like, gosh, this is okay. this is great. I feel incredible right now.
Alive.
I felt alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's fantastic, because you know, the mid part of this quote is, let it live in art, let it live in writing, let it live in music, you know, let it be devoured by building brighter connections. So it's not saying you got to go to therapy, right?
No.
And not at all.
I lived this.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. It's saying you need to be.
Yeah.
You need to be.
Which is something we've talked about in the past, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Like when I look at my patient, like protocols that I do, my journey with all my patients is literally bringing them to a place where they can be.
Yeah.
And it's going to be different for everyone, obviously, but that's what it is, because that's what it's all about. It's about being yourself. It's being authentic. It's letting it's like your fire is burning and your soul is being expressed, or whatever your true name, like whatever word you want to put on it. Like that's what we're supposed to do. And you know, the pain blocks you. It's a block. It's a vice grip. It's a block. It's a damp blanket laying over you. It's whatever way you feel it, it's blocking you from living out your true potential. And so how do you let that pain flow? You use it for the better, you know, for bettering things. So you use it through art, you use it through, I love to write, right? You're an amazing artist. You're an amazing stylist, like your style flow. Some people do, I have patients who do it by nurturing other people, by being caregivers, you know, being a good mom. There's so many different ways you can do it, but it's by like using that and sharing it, and doesn't even mean you have to talk about it, but it's like using your gifts, and that's how you don't bury it in the coffin, but you let it be like you're a sculptor of something better from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, nobody should have to live their life feeling this way, you know, because when something really great happens, or you're around something really great and you can't experience that to the fullest because you're just holding on to something you have no control over.
Right.
Right? What an awful way to live. And unfortunately, a lot of people live that way because we have emotions and we are emotional beings.
Right.
And creatures.
Right.
So how do we start, like, when we talk about let it live in art, writing, let it live in music, like that's great, but like what about that is going to pull that pain and that trauma out of you to start letting go? And maybe it's not pulling it all out right at the same time. Maybe it's pieces that come out.
I think it's pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pieces, and I think it's like letting go, letting it flow, and not putting a name on it. Like I'm not doing a really good job describing this right now, but it's like, you know, I can picture the people in my head. I can picture a man who, I don't know if you can see this when you look at people, but when I see people, I see their pain, which is unfortunate sometimes.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
But like, you look at them and you can see like their eyes are kind of glazed over. Their complexion is maybe a little sallow, or is that the right word, or grayed. You can tell they have inflammation in their body. They're heavy. Not with weight, but just like there's a heaviness about them.
They're there, but they're not there.
Right, right. And so, you know, you see those people, and those people sometimes can be pretty far gone. It's really, really hard to light that fire again, you know, like be that flame that comes back again. Like they're really smoldering, like they're barely smoking anymore. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course.
And then you see the people who are alive and vital and expressive and expansive artists. And you don't have to be an artist. Like that's like I said, you can be a mom, but it's like you're doing something that's what you're supposed to do. It's you, it's your authentic self, and you're sharing it. And when they're in that state, they are eyes sparkling, skin looks better. You know what I mean? Their movements and their facial expressions. I literally saw a patient transform between both things recently. You know, she was talking about some certain things, and she has some really significant trauma. And so when she first came in, you know, she had the classic depressed affect, you call it. That's affect means what they look like and how they feel to you. And then as she was talking to me, and she started talking about something that was really important to her, and she literally lit up like a flame. It was amazing. And I told her that. I said, whatever you're just talking about right now, this is what you need to do, because this is where you're coming back alive again. So let's go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you, when you were in the museum, it lit you up.
Massive. Yes.
So do more of that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or I see when you light up is obviously anything to do with style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
amazing. Like, so I see that with you when you do style. But it's different for every person. But there's a lot of people, as you know, who they don't have any, they don't have that at all, because they don't know what their thing is, and they haven't taken the time to explore. They haven't listened to themselves and been like, okay, when do I really fill it up, and how can I do more of that? You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's one of my reasons why I couldn't stay in emergency medicine. Super important that we have emergency medicine, but it was actually smoldering me more than it was lighting me up. You know what I mean? Because yes. I was like, it was just so much disease and unhealthy people. And I'm like, there's another way to do this. I'd rather actually be teaching people to stay out of the ER. And so health and wellness for me was what was lighting me up more, you know? There's a lot of other things that light me up, but.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I get that. That's certainly your passion.
Yeah.
And like when we do these podcasts, like I'm sitting across from you and I get excited because the passion comes out of you and it motivates me, right?
Yeah.
Like for you guys listening, I'd like understand this too. Like, this is my therapy session right now for the day. and to be honest, like, you know, sitting here and just talking about these things, even between us, feels so important. It feels so good. And it will get me going, get me through this day, this weekend, whatever. It's going to be a crazy busy weekend.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to it. But, I mean, this is great for us.
For sure. Yeah. Also. And I think the important thing that I always realize about myself is you can't expect to always be in that dynamic state. Like,
no.
The purpose isn't that you're always going to be artistic and creative and flowing and, you know, this amazing lit up state. That's not reality either. It's like, how do you live life so that you're there more often?
More often.
And that, yes. You know what I mean? Like daily. How, yeah. You know, so you'll have periods of the day where you're there more often, and that's perfect. But the reality is, you know, I think there's a quote that said, like, first meditate, then laundry, or vice versa. But basically the whole point is that you're always going to have laundry to do. You're always going to have chores around the house. It's such an old word, but business stuff, meetings, stuff about your work you don't like, stuff about your responsibilities that aren't great. Like when I have to carpool my kids for 3 hours in a day, I'm not super thrilled about that. But, you know, so there's always many things you have to do that are not going to be there, but it's how do you get more of that state like you felt in the museum.
Yes.
Or like I feel in different areas of my life when I'm doing it. And then tapping into that more often, and then that's where your gold is going to come from. That's where your gifts are going to come out, and that's where you're going to shine, and that's where you're going to really give back to the world what you're supposed to give.
That's cool.
What's next?
No, I know, right? Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, there's plenty of the pain, and I carry a coffin.
Yeah,
within me,
we all do.
We all do, right?
Yeah.
I would love to start
every day
letting some of that go.
Right.
And just recognizing it and talking about it right now, just knowing that it's there.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, not realizing it's there, you're walking around every day and it pops up every now and then, but now you're talking about it, you're recognizing it, and you're saying it's okay.
Yeah.
To let go, start letting go, and start doing the things that make you happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I think that's wonderful. I think now both of us are going to go to our regular jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And work on the stuff that isn't so heady and out there. I'm so excited that we got back together to do this.
Yes. Same.
And, I think I would love to get people asking questions about stuff they want to talk about.
Yeah.
So our email is
DocAndJamesShow@gmail.com.
Okay. DocAndJamesShow@gmail.com. You could probably reach out to either one of us through our social media channels. You know, my Facebook channel, you could definitely message me through that, and either myself or someone from my office will answer it. That's probably the easiest one, because I think yours are all more personal.
Yeah.
So if you go to my Lynn K. Wagner MD Facebook page, and you could even just send us a message there about topics you want to hear about. I would love that. I also have a very vast library of topics I'd like to talk about.
Yes.
So if I need to pull it out myself, that's fine.
And we have something very exciting. We're talking about putting together a wellness weekend in Door County.
Yes.
Coming up here. We will have more details coming. And once we have those, we'll share those with you as well. It should be pretty epic.
It's gonna be, amazing.
Yes.
Yes. Experience it up here like we do, which is beautiful.
Good.
All right. Well,
cool.
Have a good day.
Have an awesome day.